Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Hey, now, Toe, turn my levels up. Turn my vocals up. All right. Hey, how's it going? This is episode 15 of the Fill in the Blank Interlude podcast with your one and only host, Naoto Wakabayashi. Now, I hope every one of y'all have been doing well. Ooh. Sorry. I just hope that everyone's week has been, you know, hope it's been treating y'all kindly. And hope that, you know, whatever you're doing, whatever job you have, whatever dream you're following or not following, you're just content with that decision, you know? Yeah, no, shouts out to you for listening to my podcast week in and week out. And if you're new, then hey, welcome to the show, you know? This is a podcast where we mostly talk about music, a little bit of mental health. Well, not really that much mental health. Like, I'm not really going through it right now or ever, actually. I mean, I can't really say ever. I never, like, and also at the end of the day, like, if I'm ever going through something, I don't want this to become an outlet. Like, I would much rather go and see, like, a therapist or something. And then once I do that, I'd rather share that with you guys because, A, the advice ain't cheap. So, man, what a crazy week. Did you see the Groovin' Smoke and Grooves lineup? Like, that shit, man, that was insane. But right now, I'm just, like, too broke. I mean, I could afford it. It'll just go into my credit card, and man, I'm just about to pay off my credit card, and that's something that I want to rely less on, especially when it's not an investment, even if I might tell myself it is, because A, it might force me to become a vlogger, B, it might force me to network, but man, I just don't want to get into that habit of using this credit card. I just want to think, like, shit, man, you don't have this money. You shouldn't spend it. So, I mean, as crazy and life-changing as that lineup might sound, I want to get to the point where I'm empowered enough to have connections in the industry where I watch these musicians for free. You know, like, there's that. So, thinking about it that way, like, I'm just going to grind my ass off and just buy the poster to that festival. So then I'm basically like, you know, just sad. I mean, not sad, but like, okay, not sad. That's the wrong choice of words. I don't know why they came out, but like motivated to actually go out there and get it. So I've been reading that book, Everything You Need to Know About the Music Industry 101. I've been kind of off it like the past week or so because I got my driver's test coming up. So I've been focusing more on that more than anything. But next week, once that test is over, I am going to be hitting up Japanese and this book and other music industry books more often. So stay tuned. Stay tuned, y'all. I just want to say, like, goddamn, you know who came out today? Like, whose album came out, well, actually yesterday? Ari Lennox's project, Shea Butter Baby, the album, the debut, all of that came out yesterday. And, you know, I've been following it closely, and I'll explain to you guys why. But I've been following it closely, but haven't been really thinking about how I'd feel when it came out. So when it dropped and when I saw the whole thing finally out on all streaming platforms, it was, you know, it was like this feeling of just like, I don't know, I felt extremely proud. Look, I haven't known her personally. Like, I don't know her personally. When I was younger, I wish I, like, reached out more often whenever I'd watch her videos. But, look, Ari Lennox, I'll give you my, like, background origin story of how I, like, became a fan of Ari Lennox. So I think around 2012, 2011-ish, that was my Ari Lennox phase. My Nujabes phase. Oh, actually, I explained this last week. So I didn't really go in depth about, like, why I started fucking with her. So this is, like, basically, she sang over Aurorian Dance with this song called Random Heartbreaks, and that's how I became a fan. But throughout the years, I followed her because I love this song, and she had another song called Cascade that came out. She had this other song with Dave James called Whatever We Are, which was, oh man, that was great. That was great. It kind of felt like more of a alternative rock, like, stylings for sure. But, you know, it was something that I appreciated. Definitely not my wheelhouse for sure during that time, because what really drew me towards Ari at the end of the day was that there was something about her tone and the way she projected that's similar to Erica. So even if she was doing this like alternative kind of rock, this alternative like indie rock then, I still thought it was dope and I wanted to follow her. I was just exploring her YouTube page again, and I swear that she had more, but she had this series called the Ariology vlog series. Right now they're sitting at 13,000 views. But I think that's when I really like gravitated towards her. Like, these are like videos where she talk about her own like personal stories. And she was hilarious. She was really funny. So I'd recommend checking out those videos, but her, I guess this was like the last few videos before she got signed to Dreamville. She had this Drunken Love cover that, man, you should listen to it, because even though she's like, I don't know if she has a microphone in front of her, I feel like it's probably a webcam. Like, man, she has pipes, dude. Like, she can sing. And that video proves that, because she's doing it in front of a webcam or what seems to be like a webcam. Like, the sound quality isn't great, but you can tell that this girl can sing. So, yeah, man, like, God. I think she took off her La 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 video. It was off her EP, I guess. I think it probably got, like, remastered, maybe, like, even, like, mixed again, like, EQ'd again, like, yeah, who knows? Interesting. But yeah, no, she had this video called La La La, and it was about, I think it was about What's it about? Maybe like thinking about the music video, but I think the music video, she was like running away from a previous lover that she had, I think. I think that's what the song is about, but definitely listen to that song as well. It's amazing. And that was like basically the last thing that she dropped before she got signed. And I think that made it onto a TV show. And then she got signed in Dreamville. And then she has Backseat featuring Cause, which originally didn't have Cause on it. I remember forgetting about Cause's verse, and I was just playing it at a coffee shop like a few years ago. And I realized, shit, that like Cause was like swearing a little bit too much, and like to the point where like my the store owner of that coffee shop was this old white lady, and I think she was like trying to pretend like she like there was nothing going on, you know, like she tried to be hip and everything and be cool. So I think she was like pretending, but I could like look at her and she was like wincing. But man, great, great song as well. So she came out with a faux, or is it the pho EP? Or is it supposed to be like faux? I don't know. So I mean, here we are, man. Like, she dropped her Lucy's, her like her her Lucy's, but yeah, I don't think her album was coming out this year. And to see her on the Creed 2 soundtrack with J. Cole, like, crazy. Crazy, man. So here we are in 2019. That was probably an 8-year long journey of like basically following the career of this girl from Washington, D.C. I'm pretty sure she's from D.C. I don't remember. But I think she was trying to move to New York or something. Or maybe she eventually moved to D.C. I don't remember. But to see this career of this girl that would make videos in her work clothes and everything, like, that right there is inspiring. Because throughout all of that, even though I could, like, the views weren't high, you know, she was, the way she was going about with her career, it was different, because she was hitting back people in her comments, like, every single one, like, thoughtfully. You could tell that even though she wasn't getting high views, that she wanted this, you know, and she was grinding. And at the end of the day, she was doing her best. And look at where that got her. And again, that's an 8-year long journey. For any of you musicians out there, or anyone, like even anyone out there, this shit, sometimes it takes more than a few months. Sometimes it takes more than a few years even. Sometimes over a decade. The end of the day, it's about consistency and self-awareness, man. Like, God, just, I mean, not saying that if you put in as much work as Ari, like, you'll get there. Like, a lot of other things have to fall into place. It's not the amount of work you do. I mean, I've said this before, but it's about how smart your moves are at the end of the day. So that's like a big thing to think about. That kind of goes back to what I was saying about the master's program, because I mean, I'm seeing a lot of my friends take master's programs, but they don't want to go in the music industry. That's what I want to do. Again, in the music industry, you don't really need a master's of management from UBC, you know? So, hey. I mean, for the next... How long is that? It's May right now. Next 5 months, I'm gonna grind, you know, like no other. Well, I already am, but I'm like really excited about the direction of this podcast. I mean, that's not the only thing I'm gonna be doing, like when I say grinding. But I wanna do more vlogs. I wanna do more sit down type videos, you know, like, or just standing explaining type videos. I want to do all of that because hey, life's too short to be wondering about these things, you know. And even when things aren't falling into place, and even though you didn't do that thing that was scheduled on your planner, don't beat yourself up, because there's always another day. And today could be that day if, you know, there are a bunch of hours left. And even if there aren't, 1-2 hours of work, like, that's a lot. I mean, of course, you shouldn't just do that much work per day. Like, you should probably do more. Well, you should definitely do more. But, you know, there's that, and then there's the next day. So it's about how you respond to these things, you know? So, with that being said, I want to play a song off her apartment. Off her new album, off her new debut, Shea Butter Baby. You know, check it out. Check out this motherfucking project. It is great. Highly recommend it. She has a song called Apartment. Let's break it down after. But here's the title. It's actually called New Apartment. So this is New Apartment by Ari Lennox, off her new project, off her debut. So check it out.
Got a new apartment. I'm gonna leave the floor wet. Walk around this beach naked. Nobody can tell me shit. A girl just bought some rice for decoration. Ain't nobody cooking, nobody baking. Leaving my curls in the shower. No more missing the hot water. Pop my woo-ha in the sky. Cause nobody. Selena, El Toro, Relajo. And everything stays where I leave it. Every damn rule I created. A Dollar Tree wine glasses in the air. Andre will get me there. Oh, what? No longer afraid of the dark. Cause the light. Out. apartment. Now
I'm sad. And then I just started thinking about life, like I'm lonely. And then I started thinking about my couch and my table and my chairs and all this fucking shit that I have. And it's just like all the furniture you get does not keep you warm at night. Your furniture is not gonna fucking have sex with you. Your furniture is not gonna fucking teach you how to Dougie. It's not gonna teach you how to swim. It's not gonna teach you how to roller skate. And then I realized, oh my God, I need people.
Yo, that was A New Apartment by Ari Lennox. Man, I love when songs just break down and there's just like this sick flute section. Also, that I think that's a sample. I mean, I have no idea. I haven't heard the source material, but man, that's hilarious. So any of y'all like new generation, what are we, generation wise? I don't know. But anyone getting a new job with like a new crib, like that should resonate. Man, I want a new apartment now. I want to move out. Like, fuck this. Yeah, because right now, I mean, Vancouver housing prices are so high. Like, I'm just living at home, you know? Like, what the fuck? Spending money on rent when I don't need to? Why would I do that? Yeah, my parents are like, it's funny, like whenever they get mad at me, they always throw the, you need to pay rent thing, but then every other time it's fine. It's kind of like, you're just using that because you're mad and you just want me to suffer, but it's fine. Anyway, shouts out to them for providing. And yeah, like in the next few years, my goal is to provide for them. So, I mean, I hope they're ready. Because hell, who the fuck knows if I will. So, yo, check it. I actually have to go right now. But, you know, it's been a good time talking to y'all. Like, hey, hope you guys have an amazing, amazing and productive fucking week. And wherever you are, I hope it's warming up. Because, hey, I heard in Canada somewhere it's still snowing right now. Or maybe, like, a few days ago. Like, that's fucked up. It's May. That should not be happening. But, yeah, wherever you are in the world as well, like, I hope it's warming up. And if you're in Australia, hope it's not getting too cold. I mean, it never does. Like, hey, I shouldn't even throw blessings your way, Australians. I mean, I totally kid. I am completely, completely envious about where you guys are living and all the cool things that are happening in Australia. So shouts out to all y'all. You know, thank you so much if you've made it this far, for listening to my podcast week in and week out. You know, like, hey, even if I wasn't even getting listens or views, I'd still be doing this shit because, you know, I genuinely enjoy doing this. I wish I had more time to do this. I feel like this episode is probably one of my favorites because of the kind of energy I'm coming into this episode with. Waking up at 6 and recording an episode, not fun, but waking up an hour later to do one, it's definitely better. So, yeah, no, shouts out to y'all. Like, thank you honestly so much for listening to this. And you know what? From here on out, we're only going to grow. That's a focus. That's a mission. That's whatever. So, yeah, hey, if you're living in Vancouver and if you know like a dope like space, ideally with a lot of sunlight and potentially like all white walls, I don't really care about the reverb, I guess, in the room. Yeah, like I really don't give a fuck. Like anywhere, like an empty kind of space, if I could rent it out for like an hour for like hella cheap, or just could have it for free for like an hour or like 2 hours really cheap, preferably in the downtown area. If it's a little bit outside, I'm cool with that as well. But yeah, if you know anything like that, hit me up. Hit me up. Because when I have guests on, I definitely want to film the content. So yeah, I'm thinking of like another, like a few more ideas. I think I have one pretty good idea, but I'll see. So yeah. Yeah, this has been episode 15. I hope I said 15 earlier. I'm gonna like listen back. And if I don't, then I'll just put in my descriptions that I fucked up. But hey, this has been episode 15 of the Fill in the Blank Interlude podcast with your host, Naoto Wakabayashi. Didn't forget my name just now. With your host, Naoto Wakabayashi. And hope you guys have an amazing and fulfilling day. Go and get it. Go and get the money. You know, think about the long term. Accrue that motherfucking interest rate. Let's fucking go.